Check I'm gay.
So I went and saw Wonder Woman, finally.
Ooh.
I've been trying. It's been sold out for months. Because they, you know, they charge more for
men,
women to get in. To help offset the wage gap, they give, they make it more money for women.
That makes sense. But it all went to that girl, Gal Gadot's salary.
Well, it went to buying pebble shields for the IDF to defend them against
Lebanese
the children.
Lebanese children are heroes.
Yeah, no, they charge women more because women don't understand how money works.
Ah,
so they say, okay, well, the men's price is 73% of what the women pay, and the women are like, fuck yeah, of course it's more for us. That's we're empowered by paying more. Because none of them, their husbands buy everything.
Oh, them. I see. Yeah. So they're not familiar.
So you're just, this is the first time many women have actually used currency
they
themselves.
They don't understand transactions.
Okay.
You got to buy the ticket with the Harriet Tubman 20, which costs $27 to purchase.
Oh, those are out?
Yeah, oh, if you're a woman.
Oh.
See? You got to be a member of Birchbox to get them. That's the only way to do feminism is by buying a series of subscription services.
Yeah, it's true.
Until you've completely depleted your disposable income on empowering yourself.
We should create like Slaybox or something, and it's just like Hillary Clinton bumper stickers and like Beyonce.
Well,
shit.
when that
rhinestone,
like that shit already exists.
Really?
Yeah. When the safety pin box came out.
Oh, there was a box.
I wanted to do a subscription services that
awesome.
Teaches black people how to like be better black people as an answer to the safety pin box.
Oh, so what does it have?
Well, it's got a watch in there that's set 20 minutes early, so you're always on time for things.
Oh God. What else?
You know, it tells you when to say please and thank you. Every week, there's like a new word to avoid using.
Uh-huh.
Or like
what?
Different like turns of phrase. Like, for the simple fact that, it tells you not to say things like that. Don't ever start a sentence with, for the simple fact that, or the fact of the matter is.
Mm.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Not so much the obvious stuff. Like, this isn't a place to find out that you should pull up your pants, you know?
Right.
This is more...
Cosby covered that.
Right. This is sort of like more of like an advanced...
Escape. Do they cover that?
No. See, because that's just racist.
Okay.
This is for people... Look, it's not my job to educate them. It's not my job to educate.
Wait.
It's your job to trick them into
Is this
on
your
time?
Box?
Yeah. Now it's turning into my... I'm making it my job.
Okay.
I'm making it a way for me to get paid to educate people, but it's not my job to enact the emotional labor.
I see.
You know, which is a form of slavery. Making me feel things is slavery.
That's so fucking true.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We got that box. That's a good money-making venture that we could
do. I wonder how many people are at. Imagine being the kind of fucking...
They got the safety
simpering
pin box.
Piece of shit, weaselly asshole that buys
the safety pin box.
I mean, what's in there for real?
You know what? I guarantee you they're not even like fulfilling orders.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're just collecting the fucking money and then it became like...
Yeah, all you buy is they email you a screenshot that you can put on your Twitter.
There's only so many things. I mean, those people like recycle the talking points so much. I mean, everybody does, but like... There's a limit to that woke bullshit. You get like three... It's not like, you know, Birchbox is a great idea because there's always more makeup.
Is Birchbox makeup a lot of snacks?
I mean, it's non-toxic blues. Makeup.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I've just been eating makeup. I love, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Stav has a monthly subscription to Nutri-Grain bars. And they get sent to his house like Netflix.
I get to select whatever flavors I want. It's awesome.
It's called Juice Box.
Juice box. That's good. We should start that.
A subscription food service. Amazon kind of already does that.
I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah. Yeah, Wonder Woman was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet, but I was excited. I'm kind of... I guess it was bad.
Well, the script's really fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what everyone says. The script was kind of dog shit. And everyone's explaining shit.
Yeah,
like,
and then it's like... When Matrix 2 came out and they started that, like... Superman style of fight choreography where it's like two different people that can control lasers that come out of their hands.
Right.
And they're just using the force to make bigger and bigger explosions.
I thought Wonder Woman's a shield.
Yeah, it's a shield, but then, you know, it's like the final fight is her and this other guy throwing lightning at each other and they're both
She's
like
got
immortal.
Lightning?
She gets lightning?
Yeah, and it's like there's no...
I thought she had the lasso, too.
It's bullshit.
Oh, yeah,
it's
lasso.
Like,
the lasso, you know, that makes
I rewatched
tell you the
Police
truth.
Story the other day. And you watch Police Story, and it's fucking awesome to watch that. Because it's
like... you're talking about Jackie Chan?
Difficult choreography, and they like have to compose all of these fight scenes right. that these guys act out. And then you watch something like Wonder Woman, and it's like, oh, I'm just going to stand here and look determined and empower right. women by waiting for the fucking editor to put some giant laser on the screen, and then there's a big explosion. It's like, oh, the guy dead? Oh, no, he's not. Now he's just on fire.
Right.
And then, but then the fire turns into a different kind of laser.
Oh,
know?
Fuck. There's two lasers? I don't know. So that sounds pretty good.
It's boring as shit, dude. And what, like, the worst example of that is, like, the final fight scene from Matrix 3 with Neo and...
The Jesus one?
Yeah.
What happens in that?
Neo
he comes back from
and
the
Mr.
dead.
Smith.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, Agent Smith. And they're just, like, you know, they're punching each other, but both of them are, like, the strongest guy in the world. You know, it's just boring.
Yeah.
Whereas watching, like, you know, Jackie Chan fucking use a coat rack to do...
I blame that on the...
Coat rack karate on three different guys at one time. That shit's awesome.
Just hanging by bamboo and shit.
Yeah.
Injuring himself in real life.
Yeah.
I blame it on the Transformers. That's just watching the CGI thing fight a CGI thing.
It was the Matrix, the one I said in the beginning.
All right.
That's whose fault it is.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I might still see it. I don't know, dude. But I haven't. I saw Predator. It was good as shit. I saw Purple Rain. Have you guys seen Purple Rain?
The Prince movie?
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, it was a horrible movie, but it was fun.
Yeah,
Prince is a bad guy in that, dude. He makes Apollonia fucking take her titties out, and the other guy's a better dude to her. That's my hot take on Purple Rain, dude.
All right.
Morris Day, actually, all he's trying to do is help her out. You know, Prince fucks her, doesn't help her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty fucked up. And, however, here's my takeaway. Apollonia, beautiful titties.
Wow, hot take.
That, she is really hot.
Coming in hot with
How
the
How about a subscription service called BreastBox?
Now we're talking.
We just email you pictures of your wife's breasts. You up front, you send us a bunch of pictures of your wife's breasts, and then we send them back to you.
Oh.
Every month. Because you know what? It's not my job to educate.
What about Headbox? What do you guys think that is?
A subscription. It's the box from the movie Seven?
Yep.
You seen
Each
Seven?
Day a different severed head. No,
yeah,
I have not.
It's a good movie.
I want to see it. There's like a box, and you don't know what's in it.
That's
don't spoil
Pulp
it.
Fiction.
No, you don't know what's in the box in Seven either.
Yeah, but
no, I've seen Pulp Fiction.
No spoilers.
It's the dead
dude.
Baby.
Oh man,
that they sucked out of the woman's pussy.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, what's in the box? That's what he says, and then everyone says that whenever people bring up that movie, they do their "What's in the box?" impression, because everyone has a unique personality, and in no way does everyone, you know. Have fun the same exact way. Not just doing a character that they saw someone else do.
I love... That's what makes us great, is we always do original-ass characters.
Yeah,
I have one.
And we don't like anything.
I
that's
have
what
one.
Makes us
I don't
great.
Like anything, and I have the most original character of all, which is Indian apartment broker.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's good.
Who can't say the word views?
Yeah. Yes, that's a great one.
Because he mixes up W's and V's.
Yeah, give the people a little taste.
So this is one of the greatest apartments in Brooklyn. I love this apartment. I love this apartment because it has one of the greatest woofs in the city.
It's wheeze.
It's wolves.
I'm sorry, there's wolves in this apartment?
It's the greatest wolf in the city. The best wolf.
I've got one called the horny teddy bear.
Do it.
I want to fuck you. I'm a horny teddy bear. I want to suck your cock.
It sounds a lot like Jeffrey, your other character.
No, that's my character.
That's his. This doesn't sound anything like Jeffrey.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Do Jeffrey.
That's also not a character I really do. That's not really fleshed out.
Oh, yeah. sorry for bringing that up.
That one's in the oven until I make some phone calls.
Unlike the Indian guy and the horny teddy bear.
Yeah.
The teddy bear's bisexual, by the way.
I want to taste cum, but also pussy.
That's good.
That's the horny teddy bear. I was also...
Are Teddy Grahams good for you?
No.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're good.
No, they're too sweet.
I think they're like crackers, which are health food.
They've got superfoods in
them. I used to think that when I was a kid. I was like, oh yeah, saltines are like healthy because they're not candy. I can eat an entire box of saltines and that's like good for me.
Oh, fuck.
I remember dumbass shit I used to think about food.
Yeah.
And drinking like 3 Arizona iced tea tall boys.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, no, it's iced tea.
Yeah, tea's what you drink it when you're sick.
Chinese monks drink this shit.
I'm basically the Queen of England.
Yeah. Show me a fat Shaolin monk. You can't do it, dude. I'm going to get good at karate from drinking all this Arizona iced tea. Like a Hopi Indian. In my fucking house made out of corn. And I pray to my corn god and drink my Arizona iced tea. Live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. Talk to spirits in the wind.
Fuck. Also, Gatorade. I used to think Gatorade was just so good for you.
It's sports, dude.
I would run for like 20 minutes and just drink 3 big-ass Gatorades.
Uh-huh.
God, that shit ruled. What was your flavor?
Gatorade?
Yeah, what was your...
Red.
Red's good.
I did yellow because I was cumming my pants too much, so I needed to lower my sperm count.
Oh, it lowers your... Oh, that Mountain Dew, that's what everyone said.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam's sperm count is 1. He has 1 sperm.
Just an empty ass ball sack. You can see it swimming. His balls are just completely shriveled, and you can see the 1 sperm moving around.
All right, we gotta delete this episode.
His nutsack just looks like a tea bag that's been sitting on the kitchen counter for 3 days.
It looks like he has a little tapeworm, but it's just the 1 sperm wriggling.
That's not true, guys. You know I'm a heavy flow. You know I'm.
Do you come heavy?
Yeah, I'm a thick shooter.
Are you a thick shooter?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, dude.
My shit depends entirely on like how much water I've had.
Really? Yeah, mine is if I've jerked off that day or not.
Of course. The longer you jerk off.
I'm like chronically dehydrated.
Really? You drink a lot of coffee.
I do. I drink a lot of diuretics.
Yeah. Mm. Coffee is also bad for your stomach, too.
Cranberry juice?
Yeah. What I need to moisturize with lotion.
Your balls?
No, my whole body.
Just dip in
dehydration, a lot of people think you have to drink water, but you can just put lotion all over
your
body.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why black people never drink water, dude.
Yeah.
Because they're always
drink
hydrated.
Nothing but soda and they cover themselves in lotion. That's why they... I remember reading that somewhere, like on the bodybuilding forums one time. It's like somebody was like, why are black people always more jacked than white people?
And someone's not because...
Someone was like, oh, because they're darker. You know?
What?
Yeah, they're darker so the muscles look better. It's like, yeah, that's the reason. It has nothing to do with slavery and like
selective breeding.
Yeah, selective like breeding when we like stole them from Africa and treated them like cattle for.
And also, isn't there like more
years?
Biodiversity? Isn't there like more diversity of people in Africa? Like everyone's like, you get
but most African Americans are West African.
Oh, really?
Of the slave trade. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know shit. Oh, yeah, isn't that what you were saying about Oprah saying she thought
was... Yeah, she thought she was Zulu.
Yeah.
I am a Zulu warrior. No, you're from Ghana.
What was I going to say? Oh, I also wanted to ask, what do you find the longer you beat off and then you finally come, the bigger it is? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you get more pumps...
Yeah, we said that.
No, but I mean, I don't mean, like,
the longer you beat off...
Even, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you're beating off.
I've perfected beating off to the point where I barely come at this point.
You barely come?
I don't even need to be fully hard. I barely come.
You don't have to be fully hard?
No, I'm just kidding. But I could jerk off at a nice 80%.
Sperm count one.
No, it's not.
That's why you can't.
One.
You don't come. It's because you only have... You choke it back.
That's the name of Adam's plane that he rides around on.
Sperm count one?
Yeah.
Get off my plane. I want my plane back. Give me back my sperm.
Yeah, there's a jar full of your old cum, and you have to put it back into your balls.
Somebody stole my sperm.
Do you think could someone steal your cum from your balls with a syringe?
I don't know how that works. I'm not a doctor.
We need to get a doctor on the horn, dude.
What Adam does when he has sex with a girl is
let's hear it.
He's like has sex with her. And then, like, he's like,
I just want everyone to know that
shut
this
up.
Is true.
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing this thing.
Okay.
And he rolls her over. He's like, I'm about to come. And then he, like, starts jerking off on her lower back. And she's, like, looking around. And he's like, don't look. I can't do it if you're looking. And then so she turns around, and then he Hawks farts out all of the old cum in his ass.
There we go. Yes.
From another guy.
From a guy fucking him.
He pretends it's his.
I think
from
it's
a veteran. He had, lets a veteran, oh, a veteran have sex with him. So he steals valor.
Is that part of the Wounded Warrior Project?
I just want to say
the
that.
The Pounded Warrior Project. Yeah. I told you that was my idea for a charity for sexually assaulted veterans. The Pounded Warrior Project.
Oh, God damn, dude.
It's good that you're helping out veterans, Adam.
Yeah.
Well, that's I just think it's progress that you had me having sex with a woman in this slanderous lie about my sex life.
There's a trans woman.
Yeah, you didn't let him finish.
What do you mean turned her
pre,
over then?
Pre, of course.
Yeah. Pre.
Pre what?
You know what?
Pre even finding out they're trans.
Yeah. I think it's a guy that 20 years from now will become trans.
Yeah. pre even coming out of the closet. You're sexually assaulting a 4-year-old boy that'll deal with the trauma in 20 years.
Then you actually turn him trans because you raped him.
I don't know.
That's real. That's real and it happened. Everyone knows that story. That old tale. That old charming little
one of Aesop's fables.
Yeah.
It's rude to ask if someone's trans, I think.
You know that old story, boy meets girl, you know?
Yep.
The girl is Adam, the boy is a 4-year-old boy.
Yep. I remember that one. What story is that?
I think your dog's dead, dude.
She's just sleeping.
She's just chilling.
Anyway. Are those snake guys out yet? It's like snake guy weather in Manhattan. I don't go into Manhattan as much anymore, so I don't see them.
I saw a guy
Is there a snake guy, a specific snake guy?
Oh, yeah. You don't see those guys?
Not really.
It's always like black dudes will just wear a giant snake around the city.
Yo, that's tight.
Yeah.
I want a snake. Cool. How do we get a snake?
I want to
take a naked
snake,
photo shoot with a snake.
That occupies a weird territory between black nerd and black cool guy is snake guy. Because there's something anime about it, you know?
Yes.
There's something very Dragon Ball Z about wearing a snake around. Like, you could very easily go Sega black guy with that one.
Absolutely.
But then it's also like, that's what a dude who sells women would do also.
Right, that's an extreme pimp move. that's like the absolute.
It's like if he had press on nails, where that would be weird. But it's all.
But there's
like
a level
long
of
pinky pedicure nails. Like, that's not a nerd move. That's like a very intimidating guy that's like so sexualized.
Right.
From selling women into sex slavery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so straight he just becomes gay as like a challenge to other straight guys. That is the most alpha shit.
But that is
prison rapist. Right. Like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
We all aspire to be curlers in his hair and stuff.
The most intimidating prison rapist is the guy that's like blowing kisses at you and you know, telling you you're beautiful. It's not the, like, I'm going to rape you guy.
Yeah.
The I'm going to rape you guy is just, he's insecure. He doesn't know. He's mad that he has to rape men, but he doesn't want to get raped himself.
Yeah.
I would.
The guy that's, like, sending you Valentine. How funny would it be? Adam getting little cards written on toilet paper in his cell. Some 6'7" guy with 482 pounds is, like, waving at him.
He's got long, beautiful hair. Yeah, the guy.
Hey, boo. Adam's like, I don't like that.
That's not how I sound.
That's not how I sound.
I don't sound like that.
I don't like this attention.
Of course I would like the attention.
The attention's nice. We can all agree
the attention's nice.
I've been missing out on gay male attention ever since I relaunched my Instagram. It hasn't been quite the trigger for gay attention that the old one was. Stavi Baby 2 on Instagram, everyone, please follow. But I think I'll get there. I'm thinking about starting a Grindr with all my pictures and being like,
and having
please
sex with
follow
men.
Yeah. And then just having sex with men.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about starting a Grindr as a cover, using my Instagram as a cover, and then actually meeting up with these men and having sex with them.
Someone told me when I was selling weed that I should use Grindr to sell weed.
You should use Grindr to sell ketamine.
And your
Why
ass.
Ketamine?
And club drugs.
Where do you get ketamine? these days.
Off Grindr?
I feel like that's a very, like, British raver drug.
Nah, is it?
So I'm fucked off ket.
Off ket.
I did so I'm much ket last night.
I did so much ket.
I was on fucking ket all night.
So many.
I was completely disassociated with my body.
Cheerio, governor. I'm on ketamine,
right.
Governor.
I had ketamine, governor.
Why are they always saying hello to the governor?
Cheerio.
Yeah, does what British is the people governor? Always have access to governors?
They have a lot of governors.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Every neighborhood is a state in England.
When New York was still under British rule, there was like some governor here that was trans.
Really?
Yeah, in like the fucking 1700s, there was like a cross-dressing British governor.
Hell yeah!
That would like hide in the bushes and then jump out and kiss other men.
Yeah, that guy sounds awesome, yeah. Dude. Yo, old-timey, like ancient gay men, or like the people that are so gay, they just were like, fucks all the society. This is how gay I am, that I'm going to be just open as hell in like 4,000 years ago or whatever. Although, I guess then everyone was gay, but like 300 years ago, that's tight.
Yeah, I mean, gay repression didn't really start until...
the 20th century.
Yeah, until about 2009.
Yeah.
We all got online.
It's true.
Suddenly the hardest thing in the world was to be a gay man on Tumblr. God, can you imagine
really?
How oppressive that would be?
It is oppressive. You have to wear
gay on Tumblr.
You have to pierce the middle part of your nose. You have to wear choker necklaces. It's difficult. Stop it.
Adam, what are other things you have to do?
You have to learn, I don't know, you have to
learn Farsi if you want to be gay. That's a big part of being gay.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
But if you want to fuck cute Persian boys, you do. Right, Adam? Isn't that what you were telling me earlier off mic?
About what?
About having sex with cute Persian boys?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Adam likes to do what they call the magic carpet. Where you come in each other's pubes and then you glue it together, and then you jump
out the window.
No, you jump. You separate yourselves violently, and it'll rip off. One person gets all of their pubes ripped off.
No, it's like a wishbone.
Yeah, and then whoever loses has to eat the cum pube nest like a pussy, and that's the magic carpet.
This is an important
podcast. A whole
podcast.
New world.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
My mouth
you didn't
is
see Aladdin
full
on
of
Broadway?
Pubes and cum.
You didn't have,
I want to eat your ass.
It would be
cool. Suck your dick.
Yeah. It's actually, that wasn't in the movie, but fucking Robin Williams ad-libbed that in a genie scene. And, you know, he said, if you don't put this in the movie, I'm going to kill myself. And so they put it in there, and then they took it out for all of the home media releases.
Oh, but he didn't watch it until...
Well, he didn't watch it until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he was like, you know that magic carpet thing I came up with? People are like, what are you talking about? He's like, you know, in Aladdin, where you glue your pubes together and rip them apart. They're like, Robin, no, nobody knows what you're talking about. He's like, no, what? We'll watch Aladdin right now. And then they put it on, and he kept rewinding it furiously. And he's like, somebody give me a belt.
The stress of it actually gave him a disease, whichever one he had.
He had Parkinson's.
Yeah.
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 You know what'd be funny if your dog got Parkinson's disease?
That wouldn't be funny.
It would be.
Oh boy.
Anyway, so what are your plans for the summer? Is anyone going on a nice trip?
I'm getting a fucking beach ball, dude, and some sunglasses.
Hell yeah.
And I'm going to take pictures that say wish you were here.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That's good.
I'm going to go on vacation.
Send them to my ex-wife.
I'm going
to
go on vacation.
Tallulah.
With my girlfriend.
My 500-pound ex-wife, Tallulah.
Tallulah Willis?
Yeah,
Bruce Willis's daughter.
Bruce Willis's 500-pound daughter, who I was married to.
I'm going to go on vacation with my girlfriend and do an Instagram series where she's holding my hand and she's leading me like in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh,
one of the black Instagrams I follow, somebody made one with those with the girl from the guy's perspective, and she goes to the edge of a cliff, and then she like turns around, the guy just shoves her, and it looks like really well done. She just falls and just like splits her head open. fucking rock.
It's real?
I mean, it's like, I doubt it's real, but it's like very well made.
Oh, great. Good production value.
That is a good bit. Yeah. That's a great bit, actually. I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, those are all one guy. That's like one photographer who like came up with that idea.
Yeah, but now everyone
does the Follow Me series, yeah.
I think they broke up.
And they had to keep going?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, I think the Follow Me couple broke up.
It was too successful. That dumb shit you have to do in a relationship is so fucking...
Just we've being in one?
It. Yeah. But that fucking...
I like it. I think it's sweet.
I don't like it. I like doing the things that I do, which is purchasing electronics, calibrating them.
Oh, yeah?
Setting them up in different ways, going through menu after menu, figuring out how to tweak, you know, HDR settings and resolution settings and optimizing lighting and and setting up audio fields, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's the kind of shit. That's
just doing that.
That's my version of going blueberry picking.
Yeah. You have to also be ignoring a girlfriend while doing those things, though, right?
No.
Oh, no, but it helps.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do some sweet, cute shit. You know what
I can't stand is when a gal is interrupting me while I'm trying to watch the big game.
Which game?
Movie The Game.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Michael Douglas. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant reading the game.
No, every February, I invite all my friends over to watch the big game. We're watching the game in my apartment. And they all come in, and then I lock them in there, and they're like, Nick, please stop doing this bit. I said, it's too late.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That's what you get for trusting a man with interior deadbolts.
I do that, but it's my friends, and we listen to the audiobook of the game. By
Neil Strauss.
By Neil Strauss. And by the end, and then we just all go crush. Pussy.
Yeah. We watch the game. We watch Surviving the Game. We listen to MVP by The Game.
Yep, that's cool.
Is that the name of the album?
I don't remember.
Yeah. What about Neil Simon's The Game, right, guys?
Boo, yeah. Sounds gay.
You don't know how this shit works, dude.
You are
a terrible joke writer.
I'm a good joke writer.
I'm taking your name off
the description? You can't, because we never put it on it.
No, I was trying to think of a project.
You're talking about the description on...
none of them.
Yeah, we haven't finished anyone, but we're writing
guys,
stuff.
We're working on the web series every day, all day together, so we've had a lot of time.
Yeah, but we've made zero progress.
No, we haven't. We have like five bad sketches.
Why are you like playing
you're
with
literally
your dog's
just
nipples?
It's fun tugging on her nipples. It's weird, dude.
She
no joke,
fed.
It's making me feel weird.
Yeah, why? That is weird.
You're like beating,
because it's sexual.
It's not bothering
you. You're playing with her titties.
It's not bothering
it literally is.
Why
do
you
like feel weird,
alone?
Dude?
It'd be like if you were playing with your dog's vagina.
Yo, that shit is so weird.
It's not a erogenous zone for my dog.
Stop.
I had my dog
it.
Spayed. She's not coming from this. It's just a nice thing that we do together.
Dude.
I just play with her.
If you had a dog and you cut his balls off, would you beat him off?
Yes. If you don't cut the dog's balls off.
Norman
Wilkerson
sucked a dog's dick one time.
Really?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he used to tell the story. That was his like most embarrassing story. Is that when he was like 12, his dog got hard and he like sucked his dog's dick.
He put peanut butter on his dog's dick and licked it off.
Yeah.
He was really misunderstanding.
Yeah, you know the classic. The classic.
That is awesome. Is Norman just gay for dogs?
I guess so.
Dogs' dicks are so repulsive looking.
Yeah,
cats but they taste
are
really
good.
Gross too.
Yeah, well,
they're
that's
like
why
horned.
Cats are all. Yeah, they have a little like it's like a red prickly Hershey's kiss.
Yeah, they have a thorny dick. Yeah. It's strange.
That's
yeah.
why cats suck. You know, their dicks are so small that like if they get a if you put a catheter in a cat. Josh Androsky was telling me this. His cat they had to put like a catheter in for some bladder problem, and their dicks are so small that usually when they remove the catheter, it just rips the cat's dick off. Like, just don't. They're like, yeah, and we'll just like suture a hole there.
Imagine going in for a surgery and then being like a completely unrelated surgery. You get your fucking appendix out and you're like, hey man, sorry, yeah. Your dick popped off.
That's what you get for being a gay ass cat.
Yeah, fuck
what's
cats,
the
dude.
Duck? What's the yeah. duck?
An Argentinian duck. An
where
Argentinian
it's like
duck.
It's like scorpion, like
yeah,
get
yeah,
over
yeah.
here.
Shh. So
what is it?
Everyone knows about this, Adam. You're not breaking.
No, Stop doesn't know.
I don't know.
Argentine duck has like a dick that's like twice the length of its body.
Yeah, it looks like a phone cord.
Yeah. And it can, it's like a heat seeking dick. It like,
yeah,
seeks,
it's like
ducks
Scorpion
pussies.
From Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Does he fling it?
Yeah. And he says, get over here.
Yeah. That's rules, dude.
Yeah. It's
I
cool.
want to dick that like that.
Yeah. No, I had a sketch idea where it's like, a guy gets in a car accident and he's like waking up after surgery and it's like, you know, he's got bandages on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh my God, what happened? They're like, we flew in one of the best like plastic surgeons in the country. And so they like take the bandages off and he's like, luckily, like this guy's the best. He was able to like completely reshape your nose. And the guy's like, yeah, like I can barely tell. He's like, yeah, we just, the nose has a lot of the same tissue as the penis, so we took the penis and we grafted your nose out. He's like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, we just removed your penis and turned it. He like looks down and they've cut his dick off. He's like, no, put it back. I don't want the nose.
Fuck my
like,
nose. I don't need a nose. I don't want to smell shit. I want to fuck.
Yeah. And they've cut his dick off and turned it into his nose.
That's good.
Yeah.
We should do that sketch. And then we act, but to
it's
just
so
to
much
be,
better to just say on the podcast what the sketches were going to be, because that's there's no heightening there. That's not it's not like insightful. It's just a
I
funny
think it's
thing
insightful.
To say. So you say it, and that's the end.
And then it's over.
Imagine how much better Seinfeld would have been as a show if it was just me saying like, yeah. And then there's this guy Kramer, and he fucking does stuff. And, you know, he's like a weird neighbor, and
he walks through the
and
door. Really
everyone
fast.
On the show's Jewish, and then this guy who works at a post office that Jerry doesn't like. People mm-hmm. would love that.
That'd be a good show, man.
I think Costanza's Greek.
No, that's Italian.
I wish he was, but he's not.
I think he's supposed to be Greek.
He's Italian. Not. I would know that. Come on.
Why?
It's an Italian
why?
Name. What do you mean, why?
Why would he know?
Because George Costanza is who I've modeled my life after.
Well, I think he was
He's
Greek.
My hero. Huh?
I think he was
I
Greek.
Wish he was Greek. He's not, dude. Stop.
You haven't seen that episode?
Yeah, the Greek festival?
Yeah. You haven't seen that episode? Wait, what? Yeah, doesn't he, like, convert to Eastern Orthodox in one of the episodes?
Does he?
Yeah, but, which means he's not Greek, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, for a woman or something?
I don't remember that.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, isn't... Fuck, I gotta look back at that shit. Oh, dude, I got a
is
real...
Is Eastern Orthodox the self-flagellating one?
He kills like... Susan by being cheap with the envelopes.
Yeah, I think we know what he is.
Yeah.
Well, they never said explicitly
but
what he was.
Yeah. You kill your wife.
They never used the J word. They never said it.
On envelopes, I think.
How about that guy at the bagel place this morning?
Oh, that was hilarious.
Like, fucking, like, he made comes him... in, he's just, like, flashy, like, you know, older dude, and he fucking, like, He's like, yeah, let me get, and he like orders a sandwich, and then the woman's like $11.50, and he like he put $10 on the table, and she's like $11.50. He's like, that sandwich ain't never been $11.
Yeah, he said $8 tops.
He's like $8. She's like, no, it's lox. Yeah. She adds it up, and he's like, you better ask somebody. She's like, you know, just shrugs. Yeah. He's like, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and keep it? And just leave.
And he walked
really?
Away. Yeah, he didn't buy the sandwich.
The $2 more.
And then I asked them if I could have it. And they were like, all right. And I'm like, I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah,
you just have this already made sandwich.
Make sure the dog doesn't pull the fucking recorder off the table.
I don't think she is.
Just get the fuck off the fucking cord, you bitch.
Don't talk to her that way.
Dude, she's about to ruin the podcast.
Well, just don't curse at her.
Fuck you, Isis.
Yeah, fuck your
you
dog.
Hear that?
We're gonna send you right back.
Sad.
We're gonna send you right back to
sad.
That,
sorry.
That basement
that?
Newark that you came from.
She came from Bed-Stuy.
I'm so sorry, Isis. Please
she
stop
She came
being
from
sad.
Your street in Bed-Stuy.
Stop
two
being
blocks
sad.
Away.
Stop it.
She was abused. She had a tough life. Sorry if I play with her nipples a little bit.
No,
they're
dude,
fun
don't
to
try
play
and,
with.
Don't try
That's
and.
Literally why Cruella de Vil wanted those puppies, is to play with their nipples.
What's wrong with that?
In 101 Dalmatians, she was the villain of the story. Adam likes her because she's flashy and a bitch like he is.
I'm not flashy and I'm not a bitch. I'm actually a really nice
you're
friend.
Sit in the bathtub and make telephone calls.
You're right. You're not
your
flashy.
Your bubble bath.
I've never taken a bath. Not even once.
That's I love true. A nice bath, dude.
I love baths.
What's the thing about parents putting their kids like naked in a bath together to take pictures? That's kind of gross, right?
No,
is that
not.
Something your
it's
family
cute.
Did?
Yeah, that your
I
mom did
those.
That with your brothers.
Sure.
Yeah,
with I have bubbles. These awesome pictures of me and my brothers, and we're just naked as shit. I'm three, and I guess I'm like four, and they're two, and we're just naked sitting on watermelons.
Man, I can't wait until I have a son so I can take tasteful nude pictures of him in the bathtub. You know what I can't wait for fatherhood is being able to take nude bathtub photos.
Child
of my son.
Pornography
is
of your
to
child.
Produce. tasteful, sexually muted photos of my son's penis as he bathes with other nude children that I may or may not even know. Neighborhood kids and the sorts.
Mm-hmm. I think you're sexualizing
children. You gotta be like the worst kind of pedophile to fuck your own kid.
Oh my God.
It says pedophiles that are like, well, you know, I guess I could just, more sort of a DIY pedophile. sort of like a Home Depot style.
You make your own.
I'm gonna make my own kid. And I'll fuck that. So.
Yeah, imagine like. Being at labor and like being so happy and excited, not because you're having a child, because you're like, I'm gonna get to fuck this soon.
Yeah, yeah. Just like fucking,
it's like waiting for a fleshlight to come in from Amazon. Like,
ew, 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 ew. Oh, I hate adult pussy. Her long bones are so mature. Her skull is just hard.
Yeah.
Her hard skull. Oh, God. Her teeth are fully formed and not all the same size. I hate this. She doesn't have rolls on her wrists.
Well, maybe not yours, dude, but it's fucking thick girl season around here, dude.
Yes, thick girls. Shout out to the thick girls.
Yeah.
Yo, if you're out there and you're a fat bitch, you guess who's ready to get fucked?
Who?
We need like fucking, I need a sound effect board so I could do like whistles and air horns.
Oh, that would be awesome, dude. Yeah. And a voice modulator.
Is it thick girl season? I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know. Like, I don't, you know, I mean, it's a different day.
You don't need
every day
Twitter.
Now.
You could just go outside.
Shut up. You know, it's like a different day every day now on fucking, on Twitter.
Yeah, everything's different.
It's
season.
Like ice cream day.
Yeah.
Or, you know, kabuki day.
Kabuki.
I'm going to get into kabuki.
Kabuki theater?
Yeah. And just
like get into going to it or get into making it?
No, I just like know a bunch about kabuki theater and then, you know, do the thing you do where you find any excuse to bring up this thing you read about.
I didn't read about it. I read the headline and then I extrapolated.
He didn't read. A girl he was fucking made him do a book report about.
Isn't that like
kabuki? Dude, that's the only way you get permission to fuck her. You have to like perform a kabuki play to her father.
No. Isn't that a type of older gay where they're into like wearing the robes and like doing kabuki stuff?
No, I think that's just one guy that you know on a personal level.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I'm more of a kabuki type.
What's the movie where is that Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
What?
Never mind.
Isn't Kabuki's one of the sanctioned ways to do whiteface, though, right? To do, like, yellow face, right?
Yeah, that makeup is thick, dude. It's like,
just paint your face.
It's like an inch thick, the makeup. Yeah. It's fucked up.
I mean, isn't that, like, where do the appropriations people fall on that?
I couldn't do it.
You know what I mean?
I don't think that those, it's a cultural thing, you know?
Oh, you know, what were we talking about?
Yeah, because nobody cares about plays.
Yeah, no one cares about plays.
What were we talking about? A retarded guy who's going to do a...
Oh, yeah, he wants to be Luke Cage.
Comic-Con.
This is a Comic-Con.
But he's just in blackface.
A white retarded guy, yeah.
Yeah. And he thinks he did a great job, and no one knows whether to scold him.
You can't. The costume is excellent.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Ooh.
I like the idea of like a retarded guy that really wants to be a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to let him, you know, because no one can say no to him.
They have to let him, but he's just playing operation and he thinks it's real surgery.
No, he's doing real surgery.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Just sewing pieces of candy up in people. Oopsie daisy.
Oh, fuck. I was doing we're doing some good songs, guys. You know what me and Els were doing today was,
And I suck my own dick until I come in my mouth.
Oh, yeah, I used to do that one, but it was
the way you suck my dick. The way you drink my pee. And I suck my own dick. Oh, no, you can't take that away from me.
Motherfucking Satchmo, baby.
Yeah.
That's a good nickname.
Wait, are you doing Satchmo What a Wonderful Live? World?
Yeah.
And I suck my own dick.
Yeah.
Until I come in my mouth.
Is that the tune?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Look, no, man. I don't think the second line
and
is...
And I suck my own dick.
I don't think the second line is the tune.
Bro, why you gotta be doing a different song? This. Whatever, man. I'm doing him doing that song.
It just hurts.
Where's your song, dude?
I have a lot of songs.
Go
you guys
ahead.
Just
me and Nick
me
just did
that.
One. Yeah. You do
why
one.
Why don't you do a song?
Okay. Which one?
Oh, now you don't... I thought you had a lot of fucking songs, bro.
I got a lot of songs.
You're the worst of the song parodies.
Go ahead.
No,
dude.
That's not true at all. You all guys right. just don't celebrate
Do
yet.
One.
You have never done a good one.
Come Town Girl.
Oh, God, come on.
That's got the no. show in it?
Oof, no. And that sucks.
You guys are just...
By the way, we've done that 100
by the
times.
Way, Uptown Fag was yeah, the best version
yeah.
of that.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Joel's just like, this one's for the real fans. Uptown Fag. The entire at live Billy Joel live at the Anthony Kumi Studio. The ultimate Long Island experience.
The cheering breaks the sound barrier.
Yeah. Can I? Okay, let me do another one.
Earthquake destroyed Long Island today is the loudest applause ever recorded. When Billy Joel performed at the Anthony Kumi Studios, his new song, Uptown Fag.
I have another one that I've done that
okay.
I never did on the show, but I wrote it, and
okay,
it's good.
Great.
Okay. la 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 la. Okay. Show me the feet, girl, and free your souls. I want to get lost
no, no,
in your
no, no.
sexy toes.
We already have
toes.
A better version of that.
No, it's not. That's good about
my
showing
dick,
feet.
Boy, and lick
yeah, yeah,
my
no, no,
hole.
No, it's give me the dick, boy, and yeah. free my soul. I want to get lost in your asshole.
Well, that's it's right. you could do
drift,
it about
and drift away
about sending feet.
I'm fucking gay. That's how this one
is. Those are both good versions. I don't think they have to be at competition with each other.
Yes, we do.
I don't
Suck
think.
On my
no.
dick,
first of all,
boy,
being in constant competition
hole.
With your boys is an essential part of being a real ass dude.
You're not competing
and
with
as
Stop.
The real ass dude podcast.
You're not competing
the best
with Stop.
Of the real ass dude podcast. I compete with Stav all the time.
Yeah.
About
just,
what?
We have a less... We're, me and him are in a league above you. So our,
what do you mean
our,
a league
our,
above
our
me?
Our competition is more nuanced.
Yes.
What do you mean
it's
nuanced?
It's a gentleman's... We're playing 3D chess.
Yeah.
You're playing
you're
checkers.
Playing 2Ds in your mouth.
Yeah, you're playing...
you're playing double penetration.
Okay, I got another one.
You're playing 2Ds on your chest.
Here's it. Here's it.
That's good.
Can I do another one?
Adam likes a different kind of double Ds.
One in my ass, one in my mouth.
Yep.
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's a good insult. That's
suck
a good
on
insult.
My dick, boy, and feed my hole.
How about
I
no?
Get lost this... in your asshole and suck a dick.
Send me the. Okay, I got another
no, that
one.
That one's bad. Okay, go. What's your other one?
I read the news. I'm gay. Lord.
What song is that?
The Oasis? Beatles, Day of the Life.
Never heard it.
I read the news, I'm gay, oh Lord.
Okay.
About a man who fucked my ass and made me cum.
All right.
And though his dick was rather big,
uh-huh.
I had to do it without consent. I kind of lost it at the end
yeah,
there. But
yeah,
I appreciate
yeah,
you guys
yeah.
letting me go at least all 4 right. months.
Eleanor Rigby. Was born a man, but she took drugs to turn her into a woman.
Now good. She's obscene.
Yeah, now she's a trans. There you go.
That's good.
All the lonely
look at
people.
All the sexy
I wish
trannies.
They'd just stay online. All the lonely people.
I got one.
One on Tumblr.
Okay. What was the song we were just
hey
listening to?
Hey, Jew. Don't be so sad.
I would have said so
take
gay.
Take your dad's dick.
Mm-hmm.
And suck on to it.
No.
The
they
minute
took your foreskin
I pull out my little dick
when you were baby.
See, stop trying to do this Jewish propaganda, man.
But it's hey Jew instead
yeah,
of
I was,
Jude.
I woke up,
hey Jew.
I woke up this morning and I forget what I was dreaming about, but I came up with a place where you can get discount circumcisions called Glands Crafters.
Why gland?
Glands.
Glands.
It's the
glands?
Tip of the penis.
I thought it was the foreskin.
The tip of the penis is called the glands.
Oh, they so, craft it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of lens crafters, it's glands crafters.
I would go to glands crafters.
Yeah.
I need to get my cock snipped.
Yeah.
Would you do it as an
for
adult?
For the discerning
I don't know.
What if they gave you a medical reason?
They did. We've been over this.
Oh, because you,
my
yeah.
dick, my dick skin is dick. Too.
They're yeah. like, well, you know, I mean, it's sort of a double edged sword here. Because
go ahead, I'll lose half of my dick size.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. you'll actually lose 3/4 of your dick size.
The end of your
90% of your dick.
That was look good. Cosmetically it does it, there is a sleekness to my hard ass dick when it's struggling to come out of the foreskin that I like, but also I just feel like I owe it to my Greek brothers to stay foreskinned up.
I support you leaving it staying natch, dude.
It's identity. It's identity politics.
I don't know
me.
If I'm gonna make my son do it. I gotta be honest with you.
Whoa, that's actually big
I think
news.
It's weird that they made me do it and I didn't even have an option.
Your parents would flip if you didn't get your son's cock snipped.
Well, my parents can stay out of my fucking son's bedroom, man.
Damn. You know what I feel like? I feel
leave
like
his cock alone.
All Jewish boys, instead of the circumcision, they should have a little swastika tattooed right on the tip of their foreskin. That way they make the decision themselves, but there's extra motivation to go ahead with it later in life.
Mm.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like it was going to like the swastika would imprint on them like a like it'd be like the first thing they ever saw. Like you know how like ducks
if they, well, you don't see your own dick the first time yeah. you come out.
If like Stav's never seen his own dick.
If a baby duck sees like a person, they think it's their mother.
Stav had to wait until they invented drones he could see his own dick.
I've heard my dick like echolocation. I have to go to a room that has very good acoustics and yell at my dick and the sound bounces off. And I kind of get
I found out recently that girls don't
Stav
like
heard,
it.
Stav heard about his dick from a poet that he encountered in a shire. Why doth thy tiny peen rolling meadows and hills whence forth the dragon's breath and gilded stroll through quiet stream and brook and there in the elven cave one may find in the chodiest of regions the most blueberrieth of dicks
blueberrieth
like a little rotten cranberry beneath the golem's taint.
Googling micro penis is still always the funniest. It's like it's just such a pleasurable 5 minutes just to see men with worse lives.
That sounds a lot like that bit I used to do.
Was there ever like a person from history, like a famous man from history that people claimed has a micro penis?
Yeah, why don't you extrapolate on this micro penis idea and see where your joke writing takes you?
Wait, you never said that.
Okay.
Wait, are you being... You're
trolling.
No,
you have a bit about that, but you never
you're
said
trolling.
That.
You're trolling. Are you kidding?
God damn, dude.
He is trolling and it's working.
Yeah, he's really upset.
I know, I'm never upset. I'm always chill.
I think
they call me Chill Cosby.
I was thinking the other day, though, I think that micro penis sounds like computers, right?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's...
That's really good.
Sorry, I'm sorry, dude. I shouldn't have done that.
Did you guys hear about that time I shit my pants and some Latino children called me gay?
Yeah.
They weren't children. They were teenagers. And I consider them to be adults. They're very mature.
Adam leaves out the part of that real story where he screamed the N-word at him from the window of his apartment. He ran upstairs, and before taking off his shitty pants, he ran to the window and screamed the N-word from his apartment.
Well, who else?
To make himself feel better.
We're taking over.
Yeah.
Enjoy the next couple years.
My uncle owns the building you live in, and he's going to raise the rent until he ends up in a trash can burned to death. Remember that story happened?
Yeah, that's dude. Fucked up, dude. Yeah.
I mean, the news was like, yeah, I kind of deserved it.
An Orthodox landlord like take an axe and like chop a water main like in one of the buildings to sabotage the tenants or the heating pipes?
They do some
not
real
surprised
shady
by
shit.
That.
They do some real shady shit.
They're
where
pretty
it's
terrible.
Like, they hire contractors and they have this specific like contract that says like they have the right to cancel up until like 90% of the job is finished, and then they threaten to cancel. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, you can cancel. We're going to cancel and hire somebody else to finish it, or you can just do it for half the money and you just kind of get fucked and you have to do it.
Yeah.
Shutt was telling me this story about this landlord that was just screwing people, mm-hmm. and he got these fucking Russians or someone fucking kidnapped him, and they tried to scare him into being into paying them, and mm-hmm. they killed him by accident. Oh, man.
Well, that sounds mean.
I like Russians.
You like Russians?
Yeah, they're probably the best race. They respect the right things.
Strength?
Yeah, weightlifting.
Weightlifting.
Number one, punching. Most important.
Yeah. Gymnastics.
Adidas.
Yeah, Adidas. You know?
They like Adidas. They love bad haircuts.
They do.
Bowl cuts.
They're really into
dash cam
haircuts.
Videos.
Although their food is bad. What's Russian
I've never
food?
Read any Russian literature. I know I should.
I've only read a
couple
books.
Suck Dick Bukov?
Like what? No, Nabokov doesn't count as Russian.
No, why?
No, he's American.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, he's
wrote,
a Russian
he wrote
guy,
it in
but
English.
It's not
oh,
the
really?
Same.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Lolita
it's not the same
was written
category.
In English.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
It's not the same category as, like, Dostoevsky or Tolstoy.
So. Yeah, you didn't read, like... Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Yeah, I read Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Crime and Punishment.
I read Truth, Lies, and Video Sex and
you
video
never saw.
Tape.
You never read True Lies by
Jamie
by
Lee
Dostoevsky.
Curtis.
Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
Chop, chop, chop.
I remember one of my first boners was that
to Arnold Schwarzenegger's naked body and pumping iron.
One
of
Terminator.
Your first boners was jacking off the bodybuilding pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There was a silhouette
it's
strip
a dream
scene.
You had about a man using weight to pin you down.
Just a 50 on each wrist.
Yeah. Using Suzanne powder women's workout weights.
The pink plastic ones.
All your wrist
the 2.5s.
And then having missionary style sex with you.
You know what? I like to think of myself as your guy's muse. I inspire these gorgeous bits.
So that was your first boner, huh?
No, the Jamie Lee Curtis silhouette strip scene.
Jamie Lee had some heavy titties.
She had some big old titties.
I love that the rumor was that she was born a hermaphrodite just because she had short hair.
Yeah.
Just because she had Adam's haircut and build.
In the 80s, yeah.
Her
yeah.
and Ciara.
She had some... But Ciara didn't have big titties. Jamie Lee came through with fucking...
What was that all about?
Jamie Lee Curtis, nude.
Dude, it's good.
Yeah, she's nude in trading places. Yeah,
you see that is some Curtis good old titty meat.
You see,
dude.
She's got some dude, jumbo Siri. Yum yums.
Siri. Jumbo yummies, dude.
Jumbo yum yums.
Look at how much of a fucking liar Siri is. I didn't find anything on the web for Jamie Lee Curtis nude.
Oh, bitch, we know that's out there.
This is the kind of shit Steve Jobs, if he were still alive, would not be letting this shit happen.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
It's because the idea is that, what, like, children might be using Siri?
I think you could probably set it up where she shows you titties.
No, you can't.
Siri, show me your titties.
Siri, suck me off. Computer, give me head. Computer.
You're joking. Oh, yeah, there they are.
Don't
oh.
look at my phone, dude.
Can I
what
see?
What do you mean, don't look
yes,
at your phone?
Yes, of course you can see. Get out of here.
Adam, we're trying to look
sit
at something.
Sit back down in the fucking chair we
I
told
have to
you
pee,
could sit in.
So I'm standing so I don't have to...
Yeah. Make sure. Everyone forgets that Adam has a vagina, so you can't...
Oh, God
you can't
damn,
control his
dude.
Piss.
They are so fucking juicy. And they do that little dip up top where the nipple comes out fucking pointy as shit. I love that shit, dude. God damn, I love titties.
Damn.
For real, titties are probably my one of my number one
movie.
Things. Ooh, it's a gift, my bitch. Oh, hell yes, dude.
Stops coming in his pants.
I'm fucking stiffed up
this
right now.
To Dr. Skin, 280 eyes.
Mr. Skin.
See, this is what happens. You all mock me for, as a youth, beating off to whatever I could find, but that makes me resourceful, dude.
Did you? Ever,
I'm a beating off hunter.
She's got
gatherer.
Some long tits. Women don't have long tits like that.
That's anymore. What I mean, that little you're divot.
No, not the divot, where it's like their titty starts like 9 ribs mm-hmm. down. Where they're like on their hips, basically.
Did
you know
that
it's like that? Is the girl from Just One of the Guys?
What's that?
Remember that movie?
Mm-mm. The best hits of all time is True Detective season one. That one.
Oh my fucking god!
Yeah,
they're incredible.
I still remember.
Oh yeah, I had sex with her.
No, you didn't.
Oh
no.
Her. I also did before.
Did you guys ever?
This woman.
Ooh, Maron.
Yeah, again, we're not gonna let out.
Oh, they're heavy. That's why they're heavy hangers. But they still stay perked up.
No, they're not heavy. It's
they're heavy,
look,
dude.
Look how far down her ribs are.
Yeah, they're fucking fat.
We're looking at the picture from the Just One of the Guys woman.
Oh, right, where she pretends to be a dude and then she pulls her titties out.
The woman
at the
that
end.
Looks like Ralph Macchio.
Who I would fuck.
I would the fuck her.
I would the heavy sexy with her boobs.
You know what makes me pissed on is when I do not get to fuck a woman from a movie picture. I see in the theater there's a movie picture where you see a woman and I want to fuck her, and they say if I jack on in the theater I have to go home. That they will lock me down in the jail if I jack on in the theater.
I want a fucking second of booze.
They say we turn down the lights and see you jack off. But I'm not doing it. I'm not jacking on. I'm touching my penis.
You're actually touching your penis.
I always touch my dick, dude.
Absolutely.
That's how you ground yourself in reality.
I want to suck your pussy.
You grab the end of
your
dick.
You meditate by touching the end of your dick.
The end of your dick.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what Zen was. It was a
Zen stands for zipper heads engaging in naughty touching.
That's Zent.
Yeah, the T is silent.
Okay, in naughtiness.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
Zips engaging in naughtiness. Zen.
Damn, those are some good. What are some other good ass movie titties?
Movie titties? Did you guys ever jack off to when? You guys didn't have HBO growing up?
No.
I used to jack off all the time when they had the fucking Kubrick movie. What do you call it?
Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. But
I beat off to some
it was very formative.
Was in a Kubrick movie called Ass Wide Open.
I jacked off to that movie for years.
And
he's on fire. He's trans.
2001 : the amount of guys Adams had sex with. That's the other one.
Do another one.
The shining asshole of Adam as the pre-cum glistens around the hole.
Into his ass.
The cockwork orange.
Yeah. How did you not get that?
The cockwork orange, you glad I didn't say banana.
Which is the thing Adam put in his ass. Yeah.
What did that name mean? What was orange? Where'd they get the name for that from? What did that? How did that relate to the movie? Clockwork Orange. What does that mean?
Yeah, good point, dude.
I'm just asking. I haven't
seen it.
Yeah, that should be a podcast.
You haven't seen it? No. Jesus Christ.
I mean, a Clockwork Orange is a fucking boring ass movie, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like it's a pretty famous movie.
Yeah.
Don't they like rape and shit?
It's that.
Yeah, he rapes.
I don't like seeing rapes. That's my stance.
You don't like seeing
even movie rapes.
No.
Yeah, Clockwork Orange and
I like snuff films.
And Rocky Horror Picture Show are two movies that I watched that I felt like I should watch, and it's just like,
yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get why people like these.
Because Tim Curry's kind of rules.
I don't remember Clockwork Orange. I think I saw it for the last time when I was like 16.
Yeah,
and I only saw it once.
I saw it one time when I was 16.
Yeah.
One of those movies you watch as a teenager that's like, even then you're like, I'm never gonna watch this again. Like Donnie Darko.
You're supposed to.
Yeah, Boondock Saints.
I knew
those
movies.
Both of those. That's how dumb I was. I was like, yes, dude. No, I saw Boondock Saints. I was like, this is my favorite.
I love the Donnie Darko soundtrack. Hated the movie.
Because it's Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit
ruled. Around me, all guys jacking.
I was a big Tears for Fears fan.
I'm still like them. Everybody Wants to Rule the World is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah. What is that album? The Hurting?
I think so. I forget the name.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But
not a bad name.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, dude. I haven't actually like listened to Tears for Fears in years.
Yeah, I'm stupid. I thought Donnie Darko was good. And it wasn't until later when I rewatched it. And I was like in college and I was like, hell yeah, dude. I was like showing it to someone and I was like, dude, this movie's the fucking some deep shit. And then I was like, oh man, I look stupid as shit. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah.
They like, what was it? It's like a time portal or some gay shit or?
Hey, it's like he's got mental illness or something.
But isn't there some kind of space or time interdimensional element?
Yeah, what's up with that dumbass bunny or whatever? But he like saves the town or something by. Yeah, some like, gay
does he have
shit,
powers
dude.
Or?
Yeah, he's like he has the power of being brooding and a teenager.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I do remember laughing very hard in that one scene though, where
with the fat girl,
with the bullies, and the fat girl in the class, and the bullies.
That was very funny.
The bullies just leaning back, and he raises his hand. He's like, yeah, didn't your dad like stab your mom? It's just like, such a funny bully line.
Yeah, she says, puck you.
Yeah, puck you. Yeah, she's fat.
Yeah,
she can't say peas because she's fat.
I don't know. Or
yeah, do you have that problem?
Yeah.
Imagine I'm Pat. Being so fat that you're
your lips weigh too much to make a sound.
That's very funny. That is funny to me when that happens.
Was there a pedophile in that movie?
Yeah.
Famous guy was
Swayze,
a pedophile.
Patrick
Swayze.
Yeah,
Swayze was
right?
Fucking kids.
Is Donnie Darko? I don't even remember.
He plays a motivational speaker. No, it's not Swayze.
I think it's. Or isn't there? But there is a movie where Swayze is a pedophile, isn't there?
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Extremely Dirty Dancing. Dirty Dancing 2.
I watched that
Dirty
movie.
Dancing.
I watched
that movie
Ring Around the Rosie
recently.
Dirty Dancing 2. What?
Dirty Dancing? Have you seen it before?
I think so.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Now, who plays the pedophile motivational speaker?
I think it is Swayze.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think
or someone Swayze-like, if it's not Swayze.
Yeah, they find a bunch of child porn in his house because it burns down.
Dirty Dancing really bothered me when I saw it recently because there's like a ton of 80s music in it, but it's supposed to take place in the 50s. It's like temporally like
that,
makes no sense.
They have that, wait, just a little bit longer.
The dancing is
song,
remarkably dirty. I thought that they were exaggerating.
He has his cock out?
No, they're like really just rubbing cock. OTPH, O-T-P-H. Over the pants fucking,
My favorite kind.
It was so sad when Patrick Swayze died.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's great.
Yeah, who fucking cool who does not like Swayze?
You know what? I'm gonna do after we finish this and I don't upload the podcast for hours
mad.
Past the deadline.
And you make people cuss at me on the internet.
First of all, you make people cuss at you on your own with your attitude.
I have a good attitude.
And being disrespectful towards me.
I respect you and I respect Tuck.
Is just try to drive this show into the ground for all of our sakes. So we can move on to whatever the next thing is.
And what I try to do is bring in a spirit of joy and celebration.
Life is not about stability.
Yeah, God forbid.
Continuing. No, I mean, it really fucking isn't. You got to mix things up. That's how I got here.
Yep. By being a wild card.
By being a crackerjack, a regular fucking rogue, a maverick.
Yes, dude.
You know,
my man's John McCain 08, dude.
Bucking the trends, you know? That's how you let self-loathing dictate all of your snap decisions to burn bridges and give up on things until eventually you haphazardly luck into some kind of success, and then you burn it all into the ground, and you start over by being a dog walker that's
in
sort of tolerated in the Brooklyn open mic scene after years of disparaging them.
I'm going back to the mics, guys.
On your racist podcast.
Hell yeah. That sounds like a good-ass plan, dude. Yeah, you guys want to go hit a mic later tonight? Just hit one hard?
I can't tonight.
Why can't you?
I have a show.
Adam wants to go hit a guy named Mike.
Yeah.
He wants a guy named Mike to take him around back behind the Chinese restaurant for a little 1-2 special. That's what Adam calls...
What's that?
You know what it is, dude.
Yeah, 1-2 special.
It's when you use the lo mein, the lubricant.
You put one in your two hole.
Yeah.
Your asshole?
That's right.
Would you let a guy fuck your ear?
No.
Why not?
He's got a really little dick.
You play with your dog's nipples.
He's got a really small dick, and it basically feels
How
like you're getting Q-tip.
Analogous.
Because one is a weird sexual deviancy, and so is the other.
But here's the thing: his dick is really small, and it cleans out your ears better than any Q-tip.
What if it was a two and a half foot tall man?
Yes,
who had some kind of it was Leprechaun from the Leprechaun movies.
Sure. Okay,
and either he fucks your ear or he saws you in half.
Well, I'd let him fuck my ear then.
Yeah, okay, that's all what right, I
so
thought.
You'd let a guy fuck your ear,
yeah,
instead of dying.
Big surprise! Adam wants to get fucked in his ear by an ethnic midget.
Well, it's a Irish. I guess, yeah, that's ethnic.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what were you implying there?
That Irish are white?
That the Irish aren't an ethnicity?
Dude, you know Mullen is a proud Irishman, dude.
You know me, dude. I love Boston. I love wearing green. I love St. Paddy's Day. Don't ever disrespect the Irish in America. You know, we used to be slaves, or like...
Oh.
A toy,
there
toy,
was
toy.
20 years when we couldn't get a job.
That's not actually... That was never real.
Oh,
Probably maybe like four years.
Is a lie. Yeah.
That's, no, it's not real. It
really?
Never happened.
Yeah,
it's,
there was never a single one made up.
It's literally bric-a-brac invented by fucking Bennigan's. It was a thing they would put on the wall.
That's hilarious.
By the novelty wall industry.
That is so funny.
Wall ornament industry.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit like the fucking the Gadsden flag, that don't tread on me snake.
Yeah.
It was like never, it was never,
never considered.
Like a, no, it wasn't the flag. People think that was like the original flag of the United States.
It was one of the
wasn't
it like floated?
No. What it was like in the late 1800s, it was like an ensign that the U.S. Navy used.
Mm.
And then like 20 years later, it appears on like a commemorative plate. And then there was some sort of like ahistorical, like revisionist history of the Gadsden flag because it looks cool. And people decided that it was like the original flag of the United States. But
I think that the Maryland state flag is the coolest looking flag.
It is a good flag.
Hell yeah, dude.
It
looks black really eyed Susan, my bitch.
Yeah.
What is it from? Lord Baltimore's like coat of arms?
Lord Baltimore and then the Calvert family.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude. Shout out. You know what shouts out to Maryland. You know what our fucking state sport is?
Football.
Jousting.
I'm pretty sure
it's not lacrosse.
I swear to God, it's jousting.
It's crab cakes and football.
Yeah,
bro.
Crab. That's what Maryland does.
Oh, we should go. I know all of them, or I know a lot of them.
All of what?
All of the state things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? What's?
I don't know any other ones.
What's the official flower of Pennsylvania?
Black-eyed Susan. No, I'm talking about Maryland.
Oh yeah,
Maryland. Black-eyed Susan, you know all their stuff.
Which is a name. Which is a flower named after domestic violence.
Yeah, yeah. Ask me about.
That doesn't know
Nevada.
How to keep her
no
trap shut, Susan.
I'll tell you about Nevada.
Yeah.
Official flower?
You already told her twice, Susan.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chesapeake Bay Retriever.
Yeah, the UMBC. That was my alma mater. That was our fucking mascot.
The Labrador.
We didn't even get a real Chesapeake Bay Retriever. The fucking Black-Eyed Susan. The White Oak is the tree.
The animal, I think, is a dinosaur.
No, every state has a state dinosaur.
Yeah.
Or fossil or something.
I think we got brontosaurus.
I think some type of rockfish is the fish.
Mm.
I guess I don't know all the state shit. The motto is manly deeds, womanly words.
Yeah, that's right. We've been over that.
Yeah.
Nevada is sagebrush. That's the state flower.
That's basically our...
Adam, what are the state things from where you're from? San Francisco.
Okay, so
you're
the,
from, the
prolapsed asshole.
Yeah, the Mission Impossible.
That's the state
district.
Flower is the is the sun, the sort of like flare burst around a man's asshole. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Kind of thing.
You're not allowed to call yourself gay. Only we're allowed to do it. If you do it, you're stealing our bit. The only bit you can do is impishly defending yourself.
What do you mean, impishly?
From our barrage of powerful insults. From our level 99 insults that ravage your flimsy personality. Like the gossamer, faint weakling that you are.
Oh, fuck.
Can I have a moment to defend myself?
No, you cannot.
Please.
You know parliamentary rules. Nick's got the floor.
Robert's rules.
The Queens of Marduk rules.
The Marmaduke rules.
Yeah.
So what is parliamentary procedures like? You could just like control how someone talks and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to get asked for time, and then you have to pass motions.
I feel like
stuff.
That doesn't happen as much. I feel like there's not a lot of maneuvering on parliamentary procedures anymore.
I don't know. You got to listen to Chapo Trap House. They do it all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, it's all parliamentary.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know that, dude. Yeah. I got
parliamentary,
brush up,
my dear Watson.
I got to brush up. I can't wait till Getting Head is in the news so I can go on as a expert on Chapo Trap House.
Yeah.
Adam went on to be a tattletale.
I went on twice, actually, and I was a tattletale both times. First, I was on a tattletale on the Zionist youth experience, and then the second time...
Unlike you guys, I'm not using our podcast as a stepping stone to get on other podcasts.
What are you talking about? You do other podcasts all the time.
Only because they're below our podcast.
Oh, so you're saying that...
I help out Luis J. Gomez by doing some of his podcasts, which do have a bigger audience, but... That's most of those people. Most of those are repeat listens because his fans are mongoloids that can't get it all in one pass.
So he gets multiple downloads,
right? Basically, most
they can't.
Half of the people that listen to the Real Ass Dude podcast, and I'm not trying to be mean, but they have both fetal alcohol syndrome and Down syndrome. They got what they call in the medical community is the double whammy.
Oh, no. And cauliflower ear.
Yeah. They come out, yeah.
They're born with it.
They're born with cauliflower ear. Domestically abused pussy beats their ears up like a fucking gym mat on the way out of the vestibule.
Well, you know, doctors used to box babies' ears the second they were born to make them deaf.
Did they do that?
No.
Oh, we thought it was good. Yeah. We didn't know it was bad.
It'll make them stronger.
Cauliflower ear is one of the funniest things to me.
I was scared of getting it. I wrestled.
Did you wrestle?
I wrestled for a season, yeah.
But didn't you wrestle guys that are much taller than you because of your weight?
No, wrestlers are typically pretty short because tall guys are, you're at a disadvantage in wrestling.
Yeah, you gotta be probably low. Just more way more jacked than him.
Yeah. I was good. I was good at wrestling. I just didn't, I couldn't stick, like, I would just get gassed. I was actually, like, with actual wrestlers, I could fucking roll around with them. But then it was like after the first round, I was like, just done. I never exercised and shit.
You're cooked.
What was cool, though, was sometimes I was the second string guy. There was like a much better who like actually wrestled. Mm-hmm. And so I would fight the second string.
I did a sport called wrestling where I would go into the women's bathroom and I would wrangle them into one of the stalls. I would wear a mask. Like a luchador mask, because no one's going to believe them, and if they do, then they you know, usually interrogate the guys in the Home Depot parking lot.
Of course, luchador smart.
Yeah,
throw them off the scent. You're throwing fucking.
I kept saying, I'm like uno dos tres, and saying stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Throwing Doritos.
I paint my hands black, and I wear a shirt with Chinese letters on it.
You wear a shirt that says princess.
The detectives are like, geez, this guy could be Chinese, black, or Mexican, but we know one thing for sure, it's definitely not a white guy.
From these clues. Luchador mask.
He's wearing a luchador mask and a sombrero. He opened her pussy up with a pair of chopsticks. And then he left a bunch of change on the floor of the bathroom, which he later came back for.
Throwing Jew at the end there. What do you mean?
There was invitations to a bar mitzvah.
Dude, that's the perfect crime.
Dav, you never got to go to a bar mitzvah growing up?
I went to two.
You went to two?
Yeah, my boy Jake.
Did you freak dance? Huh? Did you freak dance?
It wasn't a really freaky, dancey... I think I got robbed of that. It was kind of classy, dude. It was really nice, and it was like downtown at McCormick and Schmidt. They had a great fucking spread.
I learned how to freak dance.
You know who has a great spread? Adam's mom.
Oh, you mean her pussy?
Yeah.
All right, guys. There's all these mom jokes, okay, that you guys have been doing about my mom. But
don't do this,
I didn't
Adam.
Really
Adam,
tell
please.
You about what happened a couple months ago with my family.
What happened?
My dad, he had a Bowflex gym, home gym. And he murdered my entire family.
He put your mom in the crippler crossface until she died.
And then he killed
that
himself.
Story rules.
The Chris Benoit.
Yeah, I can't believe they made a movie about CTE, that fucking piece of shit Will Smith movie, and it wasn't just about Chris Benoit.
They should have just made
the movie
Chris Benoit.
Should have been called Benoit, and they should have taken, because Hollywood does it anyways. It should have been Will Smith playing an African guy that loves wrestling. It's like, you do not understand.
Oh yeah, that's
Benoit
so
is innocent. He is an innocent man. Where I come from, murdering your family is good. Because they took your picture. They took a picture of him, and so they deserve to die.
I forget that he was African.
Yeah,
I never saw that
terrible
movie.
Accent.
Yeah. I never
tell
saw
the
it.
Truth.
Literally, like on par with ours.
He's an African football doctor.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
The best African sucks. Accent.
Didn't you go
is,
see that with your mom, Nick?
Concussion?
Yeah.
No, I've never even seen it.
Who told me they saw it with... Oh, it was my friend Jonah. He went to go see Concussion with his mom.
The best African accent is Last King of Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got to rewatch that movie. When I watched that movie, it was like when I first got into like downloading torrents of movies because like for whatever reason, I liked going to Blockbuster.
Yeah,
and that was one of the first ones I got, and it was like a telescreen or like a HD cam.
Hmm.
So the sound was all fucked up. And so I never got to appreciate that movie in full DVD
Forrest motherfucking Whitaker.
You watched it on your TV.
R.I.P. Forrest Whitaker.
He was, you know what he was in?
He died yesterday.
Oh my God, dude.
No, yeah, that's sad. Didn't die, dude.
Oh, who was it?
Prodigy.
Yeah, I always confuse those two.
Prodigy from Mobb Deep and Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, 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 that's right. So something about them is similar that makes that confuses
me. Similar.
Between those two men, they have one overlapping quality, and I can't quite pinpoint it.
And it's just those two that you can't get straight?
No, it's some other people, too.
They're talented
it's
artists.
It's him, LeBron like James. Grimace from McDonald's.
Come on.
Makila Gorilla.
Yeah, Baloo from The Lion or The Jungle Book. Yeah. Let's see, who else? Fuck.
Cat Williams.
Yeah.
I love Cat Williams.
Dude, I watched two specials
from The Jungle Book.
Has he come back from getting knocked out by a child?
That video was great.
That really
was.
Yeah, man.
That's the best video.
He's what so you want, little boy?
He's so awesome, dude.
He got 11-year-old knocked out by a little boy.
I mean, he's like 5'4 and shit.
Whatever, dude. It's so good. That's amazing.
That video of him.
That's really
in Target,
why the internet was invented.
How about that video of him in Target where he like slaps the cashier and rides away in a fucking motorized scooter?
God, he's the best. He's so funny.
I hope he comes back.
I watched one special and he's straight. It's not that long. It's like 41 minutes, but he is killing the entire fucking time. It's awesome. It's like. Closer after closer
this is,
after closer.
This is all you've ever seen is Cat Williams and Andrew Dice Clay specials.
I haven't seen any Dice specials.
You've never seen Forrest Gump?
I've seen, like,
he saw the Dice movie that neither of us had even heard of.
I never saw it. I tried to find it.
You never saw it?
I can't believe
I didn't even know that existed. If there was
The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, dude? Come on, dude.
Come on. We gotta
watch
that.
They tried to make Dice a star.
How about Andrew Vice Clay? And he's like, yo, you know what would be fucking legit? If you did ketamine and beat a woman. Check that out.
Smokes a cigarette over his fucking
smokes a clove cigarette. Yeah. A fucking some Bengali cigarette. He's wearing a keffiyeh. Yeah.
Andrew Vice Clay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Write that down.
Yeah. That's one I don't, because every other one has been done already.
Andrew Dice Gay being the best of all time.
Hickory dickory dock. I love sucking cock. Man, Ann is so funny.
He really is, dude.
He's hilarious.
God, that's such a good fucking bit.
Yeah. I haven't seen that video in a while.
We should run it up after this.
Yeah, we should all watch old ant bits.
I've been doing that. I've been digging into old ONA shit.
Trying to learn.
Dude, it's so funny. The fucking Patrice O'Neal the day after the Kramer thing happened.
I gotta watch that one.
I was peeing my pants, dude. This is so funny.
So you were peeing your pants, and then you decided to watch this video. Yeah. And then what happened?
So I was peeing my pants, and then I'm like, I need to watch I need to watch an old ONA.
He's peeing his pants.
Bit
he's
on
like,
YouTube.
This is what I think sex is.
My friend told me that when I was a kid. My friend, we were playing roller hockey.
She pisses.
Yeah, we were playing roller hockey.
Adam thinks sex is when he sits by himself and quietly. Pisses his pants.
It's so funny how much pussy I get.
That's the dumbest shit we've said in the Adam is gay genre.
Yeah,
but that one got me
it
good.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Sitting down and quietly and pissing himself. Just looking through the fucking peephole at the front of the apartment. Looking through the blinds to make sure his parents aren't home. And then just sitting in the living room chair. Puts down a couple of newspapers and quietly pees himself. In his mom's clothes.
That's a good wrinkle.
You ever see that movie Hearts of Atlantis?
Mm-mm. No.
Where fucking Anthony Hopkins plays like some old man with magical power. It's one of those movies that like I'm pretty sure was a Stephen King book where they turn it into a movie and you watch it and you don't know it's a Stephen King book, but you're like, what the fuck is happening?
They just cut out like whole chapters.
Well,
there's just
magic
for no reason.
Yeah, there's magic going on. It's like some bullshit town in Maine, and there's a little boy, and you know, like that kind of shit. Yeah. So, Hearts of Atlantis, he's an old man that stays with this family, and he can do magic, and the kid's getting bullied. And then Anthony Hopkins, like, intervenes and protects the boy from the bullies, and he does it by being psychic and knowing that the main bully is, like, gay.
Oh, and so he's like, awesome. You like to dress up in your mother's clothes when she's not home, don't you? He's like, shut up. You know, and he's like, you like it. You like the way it looks when you wear your mother's clothes. It feels good, doesn't it? You know,
so he's just gay.
He blackmails
he's just
a
fucking,
queer youth.
Yeah, right.
So, by the way, he's a bully because he doesn't know how to handle his homosexuality. Yeah. Like,
so the movie has the powerful message that bullies are actually just faggots.
great. That's actually like that's very much my father's morality on things.
Yeah, no one cares about your father, dude. Newsflash?
Newsflash.
I've
never learned a moral lesson from my father once, I don't think.
He's just, his morality is like, the Republicans just need to get fucked.
Hell yeah.
They're just horny. That's why they're like that. Like, Dad, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't think my dad has a single opinion on anything.
Your dad sounds like he rules. I would probably be great friends with your dad.
You would. No, you guys would get along, dude.
I would like your dad, too.
Yeah, he's funny.
No, he would hate Adam.
No, he wouldn't.
He'd call you a bitch.
No, he wouldn't.
He would.
Actually, I already spoke to Stav Sr. and he's
what are you talking about?
Stav's dad is just a bigger version of Stav that opens up and Stav goes inside. And then his grandfather is an even bigger version of that.
That's Russian, dude.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
Don't call me that in public on the podcast in front of people.
They're called Matryoshka dolls, right?
Maraschino dolls.
No, Maraschino.
Babushka.
Babushka. What does that mean?
It means grandmother.
Grandmother? Grandma?
Yeah. Grandmama. Anyway, so... is Stavros Sr. he's just a Greek version of you, an old man? He's like,
oh, no.
Oh, I love to eat pussy.
No, I don't know if my dad eats pussy, dude. He seems like a selfish lover.
Really?
My dad, yeah, I would guess so.
We were joking around before the show about that they tried to make like a fleshlight for women, a cunnilingus machine that looks like a fan.
Yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
Did
you see this picture of Stav and Ryan Shutt posted on Instagram?
Yeah, I fell asleep in my hand and my balls.
Just completely down his pants?
Yeah, Al Bundy,
hands
baby.
Up to your pants are up to your fucking elbow.
Nah, I mean, you know, yeah. It's pretty... Well, I was comfortable, dude.
I used to live with this guy, and he passed out drunk one night, and he passed out with his hand down the back of his pants in his ass.
What?
And I took a picture of it. Yeah, he was, like, off the bed. And I took a picture of it, and I was showing people, and he, like, just never forgave me.
I mean, it was kind of a, you know...
Violation
of his privacy.
I don't give a shit, dude. That's called being in a boy's house. If you live in the boys, dude, you're gonna get your pants pulled down. You're gonna get
held down and
taken
fucked.
Of you. Yeah. Oh, a whole rack of gay shit's gonna be happening to you.
Grip of gay shit
with your boys. All right, we're like way over time here.
Are we?
Nice. Yeah, we're hour 20. So
oh damn,
we're done.
Oh wait. The show.
Okay, yes, a couple shows coming up on Saturday. We have a show with Luis J. Gomez for Luis J. Gomez.
Oh yes, Gangfest
festival at the Creek in the Cave at 1:30.
I'm turning Adam's mic down.
No, come on, dude. We got to promote our shows.
So we're on Skankfest, I think, at 1 or 1:30
on Saturday at the Creek in the Cave. And then on Monday, we have Funny Moms, and it's a...
We got a banger.
I know
of a
I say
lineup.
This all the time, but it's a fucking amazing lineup this month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be
Mark
a really
Norman,
good one.
Sean
guys,
Patton,
we got
Emma Willman.
Greg Proops.
We got Greg Proops, Ryan Stiles.
Drew Carey,
and we're making it up.
Wayne
as we
Brady,
go along.
Yeah.
Wayne Brady.
We got Wayne Brady. We got Cuba Gooding Jr. We got Cat Williams.
Yes,
we got Forrest Whitaker. I think
mm-hmm.
There's some guy that looks like Forrest Whitaker.
A stand up?
Yeah, it might be our friend Jamel.
Yeah, he does sort of have a.
Yeah.
Does he have a lazy eye?
No, he doesn't.
Eldis has kind of a cock eye. It's so fucking funny.
Stop! You kind of have a lazy eye.
No, I don't.
I mean, like both, like your whole body is lazy.
Yeah, I have a lazy eye in that it's in my body. and also relaunch the damn gram, baby. Stavi Baby 2. Follow your boy.
The gram is up. We got those two shows Saturday 1:30 at the Creek, and then come on, everybody. Doors at 8. If
Monday.
You want to
add me on PlayStation, also. I'm trying to get a Twitch thing going. My own independent project where. I game and I yell at the you get to watch me get mad at Battlefield 1.
Yes,
when I try to
God,
reach
I, it's gonna
class
be sad how many people want to watch that.
That's pathetic. Yeah,
no, it'll be great.
Those dudes that worship Nick. Anyway, so yeah, so oh, also the Saturday show is a live podcast. The Monday show is a stand-up show, as per usual. Funny Moms.
But anyway, yeah,
just
that's
so you guys know.
I need a new project. I need to find a way.
We're working on the web series, dude.
No, the projects for me are things that might get me arrested. Like a fun project.
Like what?
Like ruining a business or, you know.
Okay.
Destroying property or
pretending
something.
To be a Down syndrome girl and okay, Cupid.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, you know, that's classic Mullen.
I mean, I haven't done anything fun since childporn.sexy.
That was great.
That was, yeah. That's a good.
Maybe I'll lie my way into some kind of contest.
Now we're talking. All right, let's talk off mic. We don't want this recorded.
Yeah, all right.
For legal purposes.